Do not throw away your confidence. It will have great reward. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Right here, we're finishing up chapter 10. Chapter 10 in Hebrews, where the beginning of our reading, first reading, talks about how there's great suffering that we endure. We've talked about this pretty much all week long. We suffer for the gospel. Think of the various times that we've said no to ourselves, said no to certain things that we could have gotten, no to the various sins that everybody else was getting involved in, and we, by the grace of God, chose against that to correspond with God's will. Those are sufferings which we endure, things that we gave up, and that's what the writer here, the author of the book of Hebrews, St. Paul, is explaining. He's explaining, look, you've given up a lot. A lot has been taken from you, at least in the eyes of the world. So if you've made it this far, why not trust that God is going to take care of you even beyond this? He's saying, don't be afraid, hold on to the end. God, who is faithful then, has brought you to this point, is going to continue to be faithful in the future. Don't lose your confidence in Him. He says, look, as Christians, we're not those who draw back and perish, but rather we are with those who have faith and actually possess life. And tomorrow, in chapter 11, he's going to talk about all about faith. In fact, all next week, all about faith in chapter 11. To say faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen, but will be seen, will be possessed, and give us a cacophony of examples of faith found in the Old Testament, where men and women lived by faith and became heirs to the promise because they had that faith, because they did not draw back at the very end of their lives, but stayed firm to the end. So what I want you to do is, especially today, to pray for those who are trying to answer that call to faith. Answer that call to give their lives to God in a radical way. Especially to pray for young women. And on Sunday, we talked about the priesthood. We talked about the priesthood, how it's a difficult and hard thing. It's a great sacrament that we need. But today, I'd like us to pray, especially on a Friday, to pray for these women who are seeking to make that call in their life. And I want to give you two young women specifically to pray for, who talked to me over the past 2 weeks about wanting to give themselves to God. The first is a young 9-year-old girl by the name of Cynthia. And the second is a 13 or 14-year-old lady by the name of Elisa. They just happen to be sisters. And the two of them have talked to me over and over again about their desire just to give themselves totally to God. And so I want you to pray for these two young women, Cynthia and Elisa, but all for all women who are seeking to follow God in this radical way, to actually become His brides, that they may have the courage to follow Jesus, the faith to know that He will care for them in everything, and the willingness to lay hold of that life which is in eternity with heaven, and to live as possessing it even now. That's what the religious soul does. Really, that's what each one of our souls are supposed to do. To lay hold of that which is beyond, even now. At Mass, we do that. When we receive the Eucharist, we do that. If you have no intention for your Eucharist today, no intention for the sacrifices which we offer today, because today is a Friday, we offer sacrifice. Cynthia, Elisa, pray for them. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.